Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. I hope you're all having a wonderful day today. It's a beautiful day here today in North Carolina. It's a little hot and humid, but I think that's okay. We've had such a cool, rainy summer. Thank you so much for listening in. We're going to have a good show today. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to talk about synchronicity and signs. You know, we all have them. We don't always trust them. We question them a lot of times. We're going to talk a little bit more today about how to kind of really work with synchronicity and signs. And I'm going to define synchronicity, so we'll all be on the same page. Before I do that, I do want to also mention that today is also a call-in show. If you've got a question or a concern, want to talk, want to share a coincidence, maybe you've had some sign that you've been getting with numbers or an animal or a bird or all kinds of different things, and you don't quite understand it, you wonder what's going on here, give me a call. I'd love to hear about it, and maybe I can help you out with that. And I'd also like it if you would call. I'd love it if you call. If you have an interesting synchronicity story or story about a sign that's helped you in life, the more we talk about this, the more we share, the more energy we generate about synchronicity, signs, communication with energy, and the stronger it becomes. The more we experience it and the more we feel on track, guided in life, and that we're not kind of out there alone, just, kind of feeling our way through the dark. So please give me a call. It's 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. I'm going to be taking calls for this hour. And if you cannot get to the phone, if you would rather email me, feel free to do that during the show. I will be checking it periodically. Let's see. My email address to email me is sgd7777@yahoo.com. Again, that's sgd7777@yahoo.com. And feel free to give me an email. And like I said, I'll be checking those periodically. Or a phone call would be great too. So, synchronicity. What is synchronicity? It's the experience of two or more events that are meaningfully related. What does that mean? It means that somehow we're deriving some kind of feeling, awareness, meaning from two events or more events, two or more events or symbols, whatever. We'll go a little bit more into that. That kind of naturally occur, and it seems unlikely that they could happen in that way. It seems kind of, I don't know if that I could really make that happen, and yet it happens. And it's kind of like a meaningful coincidence. That might be the easiest way to explain it. And meaningful coincidences can happen in all different kinds of ways. The concept of synchronicity, the whole kind of understanding that we now have of synchronicity, was first described by Carl Jung, who was a Swiss psychologist, and he came to the understanding of synchronicity through a system of divination called the I Ching. And the I Ching is a very, very old Chinese, it's called the Book of Changes. The I Ching means the Book of Changes, and it describes through hexagrams the kind of changes that we all go through as related to mankind, to nature. And Carl Jung was very taken by this book, the I Ching, and the different hexagrams and the meaning that he got in his own life from working with the I Ching. And so he kind of really, studied synchronicity pretty deeply and started to write about it. I would love at some point in the show, I don't think we'll probably have time today, maybe we will, I'd love to talk more about the I Ching. It's a book that I definitely use. It's a very interesting kind of way to work with kind of synchronicity and signs through throwing patterns with pennies is what I use. So maybe we'll get to that. I do want to talk a little bit more, though, about synchronicity and signs and how you can work with them a little bit more and why to do it, you know. I look at synchronicity as external intuition, because for me, synchronicity and signs from the universe are very intuitively related. Dreams that we have, we're asking a question within ourselves, we're wanting guidance, and something appears. And that's kind of how intuition works. It's kind of a dialogue with energy. It's a dialogue with something unseen that seems to respond to us. And sometimes, you know, we ask for synchronicities, we ask for signs, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes they just come of themselves. And whenever we experience that kind of synchronicity, it's not only an external event where you may see, for instance, a common synchronicity is numbers on a clock. That's one clients ask me about all the time. Very common number that pops up for people is 11 or 1111 or 4 or 44 or 4444 or 7, 77. My number is 7. That pops up all the time for me. And, you know, it happens so often that people know that there must be something, why is this happening? Why do I keep seeing these numbers? They're not asking for it to happen, but it happens. There are, you know, different types of synchronicity too. I want to just touch on what I was just describing is I want to call kind of contemplation synchronicity. And that's when some synchronicity comes in and of itself. We haven't asked for it. It kind of keeps taking a surprise and it keeps getting our attention. And this kind of synchronicity, we may not even know why it's happening. We're not having to make a choice in our lives. We're not really looking for guidance in anything, but it comes up. And one of the things that happens when we experience this kind of synchronicity is we do begin to explore more. We begin to explore why is this happening? What is the message? We may explore our path in life. Am I on track? Am I not? We start asking questions and we start contemplating not only the meaning of it, but just that it can even happen. You know, I remember when I first began to notice synchronicities, sometimes can't believe it's quite happening. It just seems too odd that certain events, certain things would be happening in a short amount of time. And, it kind of makes you question the whole sense of what reality is. It's not the kind of finite, logical, predictable world that we think we live in. We realize that there's something else kind of in operation. I'm going to be taking a break in a couple minutes. I will be checking my email, so feel free to give me a message or a phone call, 800-930-2819. If you get a chance to, please check out my website at www.sherrydiller.com and sign up for my newsletter, and I would be happy to communicate with you in that way. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a couple other types of synchronicity And I'm also going to talk about how to work with synchronicity, how to invoke it, how to recognize it, what it may mean, some common symbols, what they may mean. And I'll share a little bit more about the synchronicities that I've been having lately, which they seem to have been a lot, and probably because I've been thinking about the show today and thinking about, you know, I wanted synchronicity, and I've gotten a couple, so I'll share those with you. And, you know, when you ask, they do happen more. When we're in a stage in our life where there may be a transformation happening, when life is changing, when we're more open, you know, when we have a sense of that questioning of the universe, we tend to notice them more. But we can also notice them without having any crisis in our life. And we'll talk more about that when we come back in just a moment.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hello, everybody. You're back. We're back. This is Sherry Dillard. So happy you're listening in. We're talking about intuition and synchronicity and signs from the universe, how to elicit them, how to kind of work with them, and just how wonderful they can make us feel, because, you know, so connected in the flow. That's a great feeling to know that we're right kind of organically part of the whole vast network of energy, vibrant, alive, conscious, spiritual essence, knowing that we're kind of just gliding along in that energy and that web of all that is a wonderful feeling. And that's kind of the feeling that synchronicity and coincidences give us. I talked before we left on break, I talked about kind of contemplative synchronicity, which is synchronicity in some form that occurs that we don't understand. What's this about? I don't know. And it kind of draws us within. It draws us into understanding deeply who we are, what we may be going through, and also kind of the nature of reality of what's around us. One of the other types of synchronicity is more of a synchronicity that predicts something coming our way, that it predicts it can be extraordinary things. It can be changes in our life. It can be mileposts of births or deaths, changing jobs, or it can be kind of mundane. It can be changes that are not maybe that earth-shattering, or but yet somehow the universe is letting us know. I actually have one of the very strong signs that comes to me as a predictive sign is actually blue jay feathers. This has been going on for me most of my life. And whenever I get a blue jay feather, I really pay attention because I know it's a warning of some kind. And it doesn't mean disaster necessarily, but it usually means pay attention. And it's funny, but sometimes the bigger the feather is, the more I realize I need to pay attention. In fact, sometimes I'll even get the whole blue jay, which is not always great. I was just thinking of years ago when I had actually a blue jay, a dead blue jay on my porch. And I knew that it was a very strong sign for something. And I kind of knew that it really was foretelling something coming my way. And that was the summer that soon after that, my mother became very ill and ended up passing over with cancer. And that same summer, I believe it was, that's the same summer. That was 2000. And one, that was when 9/11 happened. And that late summer into August, September, I kept getting blue jay feathers. And I knew that there was something else coming my way, or I didn't know what at the time, but I paid attention. And my son at the time was actually living in New York City, about 10 blocks from the World Trade Center. So it was a kind of a big event for me having my son so close, and he was okay. He was physically fine. Unfortunately, though, he was kind of traumatically affected just with the proximity and, everything was shut off where he was. There was no food. It was pretty much a military state. So the blue jay feathers served me well in that way. And I've also had, though, kind of signs show up, synchronicities, that don't really have a lot of meaning. I remember years ago, I was in college, and I had this incredibly clear dream one night of a ring. And it was this beautiful ring. It was kind of like an opal, and I dreamt about it. And then the next day, I walked by a jewelry store, and there in the window, I looked in the window, was this ring that I had seen, and it was exactly the way what I saw. It wasn't my ring, and I didn't buy the ring. I didn't have the ring. I couldn't afford the ring at the time. But that's just, it was just an example of, it was predicting, I guess, the dream that I would see it the next day, which sometimes it just kind of shows us the nature of reality and doesn't always have a significant kind of purpose other than this is possible. The other kind of synchronicity is synchronicity that guides us, and this is the kind we're going to focus on today, is the synchronicity that kind of helps us out in life. It helps us to make decisions. It helps us to make a choice. We may not know which way to go in life. Maybe we want to start a new career. Maybe we don't know whether or not to trust a certain person or you know, we're just kind of, I don't know what to do. Universe, help me out here. And this kind of synchronicity can be sometimes kind of hard to understand. I just went through a situation where I asked for this kind of synchronicity, and the guidance I got was I'll go into the story a little bit more later, but it wasn't really incredibly, it was definitely signs. There was no doubt about that. It was definitely synchronicities, but yet the choice I made, I realized I still had to make the choice. I was given more information about the choice. It certainly broadcast certain things that were useful to know. And one of the wonderful things about this synchronicity I experienced was that the signs I got for both directions were positive. So I realized that there was no like real right or wrong choice to make. It was, both were positive. It was more about creating, and what was important to create at that time. And that choice was not necessarily the universe saying do this or do that. It was the option to know that we have that freedom to do that, that we are free beings here and we're creative beings. So let's talk again about guiding synchronicity that we want to use for guidance, and how to elicit that. You know, like I was saying earlier, synchronicity and signs go hand in hand. Signs can be all kinds of things, too. I don't think there's any limit on the way that the universe is going to communicate with us. I'll tell you the synchronicity I got this week, which is very interesting in a way, because I got exactly, in some ways, what I asked for, in that I knew I was going to do this show this week, and so I was thinking, you know, it'd be really fun if I could have a synchronicity, just anything. You know, would like to have a fresh synchronicity to kind of communicate to everybody with. And what's interesting about this synchronicity is that I didn't do this for a purpose. The only purpose I had was to have a synchronicity. And so a couple days ago, in fact, I think it was yesterday, I got an email from a woman, and she told me that she had been driving in her car, and she had been thinking about a friend of hers who was a medium who had passed over. And she went to a bookstore, and she was thinking about him. And she told me that she felt like he guided her to one of my books. And so she bought the book, started reading the book, which I believe was Discover Your Psychic Type, and was very intrigued, very much liked it. And she was, you know, feeling really connected to her friend in spirit who she felt wanted her to read this book and led her to it. So she told me that she was so intrigued by this that she looked at my website and she saw a picture of me on my website, and I've got curly reddish hair. And she thought, oh, what a coincidence. What a synchronicity. Another one. This woman, not only was I led to her book, it seems like the exact right book I need to read right now, but her hair is like my daughter and my mother. And she said that she felt an immediate connection with me because of that, because of her friend, and because of what I was writing. So that was a synchronicity for her. What was a synchronicity for me was that her name was Sandy. And why that is interesting is because my mother's name was Sandy, my sister's name is Sandy, and my sister-in-law's name is Sandy. And Sandy, and so in my family, you know, out of the few women we have, three are named Sandy, and this woman's name was Sandy. So that was a synchronicity for me, that she had written me about her synchronicity, which I was looking for one this week, that I reminded her of her daughter and her mother, and that her name was the same as my mother and sister and my sister-in-law. So that's an example of a synchronicity where I was kind of just asking the universe, please help me out, give me a synchronicity. And I was given one that didn't have necessarily, it wasn't predicting the future. It wasn't me necessarily looking for guidance. It was just one of those kind of interesting things that the universe will kind of hand to us when we're looking for something. So if you would like more synchronicities in your life, you know, life can be interesting. It can be fun. You know, and that's one of the wonderful things about the spiritual life. It's actually kind of a fun life. It's a good way to be in life. It's entertaining, and it's kind of awe-inspiring, and it opens up so many kind of mysteries. And that, for me, is one of the most compelling reasons for, well, one of them. There's many of them for living more of a spiritual life. But get a pen, get a pencil out, piece of paper perhaps, if you can. You're going to want to write down some of these things so that you can also yourself kind of start eliciting more synchronicities. We're going to come back in a moment, and we'll go through this process or through these kind of little steps for communicating more with energy, with the universe, with the spirit realm, with life itself. And we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. You're back with Intuit University. We're talking about intuition, synchronicity, and signs from the universe. And again, I just want to mention my website. Feel free to take a look at it, www.sherrydillard.com. I do readings and love to do readings, so feel free to look at my page about that. If you go to the services page and psychic readings, medium readings, health readings, you'll find out more about that. And also check out my books, Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, and The Miracle Workers Handbook, which it actually has a lot of synchronicity in it. And I want to talk about that today a little bit. But before I do that, we're going to talk again about how to kind of bring on those synchronicities into your life. Before we went to the break, I was talking about ask for a sign. Ask, simply ask. As you ask, be aware of what you're asking for and be specific. If you want guidance, ask for guidance. If you have two choices, three choices, whatever it is, ask for awareness for the right choice. If you don't have a choice, if you simply don't know, ask to know. If you are in a place in your life where you're confused as to, you don't even, you know, kind of know what you're asking for because you're confused and you just feel like something's off, I don't know. Ask for that. Ask for clarity. Ask for increased awareness. It's important to ask because that energy kind of determines what we receive. So how to ask? There's lots, you know, you can ask a few ways. You can actually write it down, which is a good way to do it. It's actually a really good way to do it. You can write down on a piece of paper, please, divine guidance, divine energy, help me in this way. Give me a sign. I need this. Or, again, write down as much as you can in terms of asking for that to come to you in some form. Now, along with asking, it is okay to ask for a time limit, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes we do have to wait, and sometimes signs and coincidences come kind of pretty quickly. So make your time limit not too short, though, and not too long. Don't say, like, within, like, an hour, because it might, you know, sometimes the physical world, the mundane world, kind of lags behind the spiritual. And where you can get an answer immediately in spirit, sometimes the energy of the denser kind of physical realm slows things down. So you give it a time limit. You don't probably want too long either because you might even forget what you're asking for. You could say, you know, within a few days, by the end of the week, something like that. I've done that. And, you know, whenever I've asked for signs within a given time, I've actually gotten them within that given time. Even when I thought the last thing that I'm going to get is a sign in that time, but what the heck, I'm going to go for it, and I've gotten it. All right, so what to do then? So you've written down or you've communicated, you know, another thing to do besides writing it down that helps is to just be quiet, meditate for a moment, and vibrate that energy out, broadcast it out into the universe. You may want to say it in your head. You may want to say it out loud, but definitely say it in some form, either audibly or inaudibly. Think it and put it out there and try to focus on it. Don't do it too haphazardly. All right, so you've done that. You've asked for it. You've asked for the timing. And now you need to kind of pay attention. Be aware. All right. So what are you being aware of? All right. So let's talk a little bit about things that may happen. I'll give you some very common ways that the universe communicates with us. One is through animals or birds. You know, and there are a lot of good books out there about interpreting the message of certain animals. You know, hawks, eagles, mine's blue jay, crows, owls. In fact, this weekend when I was looking for a sign, looking for direction, an owl came and sat directly outside of my deck, the tree right above my deck, and staring in the window at me. And I didn't see it. My dog was barking and barking and barking. So I opened the door not knowing there was an owl sitting out there. And when I opened the door, this big owl kind of saw me and flew up into another tree. And I went upstairs and I was looking out the window upstairs. And sure enough, that owl was sitting right outside the window looking in on me from the upstairs. So, you know, owls have special meaning for me. And so that was a message I was looking for, too. So birds, like I said, animals, foxes, cats, dogs, could be anything, even rats, mice, raccoons I've seen. I've seen an otter. That was kind of wild. Fox. And, you know, you might want to, again, look that up and kind of to derive a deeper meaning from it, or just contemplate and imagine the animal speaking to you and what that animal would be saying to you. Many people experience synchronicity with coins. They will find a certain coin, penny, dimes, quarters, and that's a sign for them. And remember, a lot of signs are very internal, and that's where intuition comes in, because we can explain the sign through our intuition. Our intuition kind of connects the missing piece. So if you want to work with synchronicities, you're going to work with your intuition, I guarantee it. I once found a $10 bill outside in the early morning in the dark on a grassy kind of just field. I mean, there wasn't even any houses around. And boy, that was a wonderful synchronicity. That was because it really, really helped me in a lot of ways to understand abundance. And it was very timely and kind of what I was working with at that point. Butterflies, another very common synchronicity. Time, like I was saying earlier, 11-11, 44-77. I have a very long history with the number 77. Which if we have time, I'll go into. Pictures tipping over. That's a good one. Opening a magazine and reading a certain story. Dreams that offer you insight into something, or a symbol that keeps reoccurring over and over. A blog post or a book that you kind of randomly come across, or you hear somebody talk about. And it has to do with a choice you're needing to make. Let's say you're wondering about a career path. What am I going to be good at? I don't know. What's going to bring me happiness? I'm tired of what I'm doing. Pay attention to that. You know, you might randomly come across a blog that talks about a certain profession or a certain person doing something. And if you're wondering whether or not that's really for me, then ask for a confirming sign. Ask for another sign that says, you know, yes, pay attention and you'll get it. Keep dialoguing with universal energy, because it will respond in some way. Sometimes, you know, strangely enough, we can also get synchronicities through our bodies. We can have a certain physical pain, or we can have a feeling of you know, sometimes this will happen to me where I'll just feel so much lighter. I'll just feel like my heart is just opening, and I'll feel really positive and good about something. And then later something happens that day, and I realize that, that's where that good energy was coming from, and it's an opportunity. And I'll realize I have to take that opportunity, because my body, my energy was already responding to something before I even knew it. And I take that as a very positive sign to follow. And it's the same thing if you're not feeling good. If you're feeling kind of headachy, or you all of a sudden get kind of this down feeling and this low energy, and something happens later that day, or a person comes into your life and you're wondering, I don't know if I can trust this person. You know, that feeling in your body could be signaling you that maybe that's not the right person to be trusting. Sometimes, you know, when we're meditating or contemplating or riding the bus or driving in our car or mowing the lawn or, you know, doing some kind of mundane task, we'll get a certain message. You know, it's our intuition. Pay attention to that message, because sometimes those messages are exactly the sign we're looking for. It may not seem like a synchronicity in that you know, it's our intuition. But again, remember that intuition and synchronicities are very close together. And so pay attention to that, and pay attention to kind of really what lifts your heart, like I was saying, what kind of touches you. And pay attention to those inner feelings. And again, this is intuition at work, that you just know something. You know, you kind of really know. You ask the question, but yet something in you really knows the answer. We've got a couple more I want to go through when we come back. We're going to take a break in just a moment. And again, you're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. We're talking about synchronicity and signs, and we're going to come right back and talk a little bit more about it.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University. I have to tell you what's interesting is that we just had a little synchronicity here at the show with me and Brian. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am, Sherry.
All right. So let me set you up so y'all understand our little synchronicity. Brian's the engineer on the show. I call him the hammer for short.
Okay.
And what happened was we ended the last segment after I was saying that there were a couple more kinds of synchronicities I wanted to bring up, and I was going to bring them up right when we got back. And then we went to break, and Brian, what did you say to me as we went to break?
I said, do you know what synchronicity was? And I said it was a music album by a band called The Police.
That's right. And you said that every time I say that, it reminds you of the
synchronicity.
Right.
Or synchronicity two.
Right. Well, the synchronicity in that is the next thing that I was going to bring up about types of synchronicity is song lyrics that pop up over and over again, and obviously song titles. So, yay, Brian! We just had our own little private synchronicity here.
Oh, yes, we did. That was beautiful. That
now, nice.
I'm going to listen in, and I'm going to listen to the rest of what you have to say, Sherry.
Thank you, Brian. All right. So, like I said, song lyrics. Another is sometimes people come into our lives and randomly say things to us. I've had this happen a number of times where just casually people will say something to me that it like they're really answering a question for me and they have no idea that they're doing that. You know what the strange thing is for me? It tends to happen for me with like people that are doing work for me, like fixing my car. I had somebody here cutting down some tree branches that were hit by lightning, and he was sharing with me some of the a situation that he was involved in with his wife, and it was just a very synchronistic kind of conversation we had that I kind of understood a little bit more actually about myself from listening to him, and it was kind of, you know, kind of important at that time in my life to hear that. So synchronicities are, like we're saying, kind of come in all different ways. So don't limit it. I mean, those are just some of the ways, but there's lots of ways they happen. So that by no means is a full kind of, you know, complete representation of how synchronicities come in. Okay. So, all right. So what do we do next? You watch for it. You experience it. And then what is a good idea to do once you're aware of it is just to contemplate it. Don't rush too quick into trying to understand it unless you get an immediate understanding of it. If you do, go with it. If you don't, if you're still a little fuzzy about it, take some time with it. Let it breathe. Let it develop. Let it kind of, you know, have a little bit more space to kind of get more of the meaning. And like I said earlier, one of the things that you can do is ask for confirmation, ask for a confirming sign, ask for, sometimes I'll say, you know, universe, hit me over the head with this so that I have no doubt. And when I ask that way for a guiding sign, I usually get it and I have no doubt. So don't be afraid to continue to dialogue and use your intuition with this. You know, synchronicities and signs are not ever going to be logical. Your logical self can really not do you a lot of good in this. And so listen to your intuition and trust that. And that comes to the next kind of point in eliciting synchronicity is believe it. You know, so many times we'll have that aha moment and we'll really get it. We'll feel it in our gut. We'll believe it. And then we try to talk ourselves out of it. You know, we'll say, well, I don't know, maybe I just look at the clock at that time because, oh, I don't know, I'm ready to go to work or this or that or something like that. Or maybe that's just something unusual that happened. I'm not really going to give that much weight. You know, that's like almost honestly one of the worst things we can do because that just sets us into this spiral of confusion, you know. When energy speaks to you, when the universe knocks on your door, and I'll tell you, sometimes it can even stalk you. You know that? Sometimes the signs are so strong. If you deny it, repress it, don't believe it, it really is kind of like walling yourself off from this vibrant source of guidance and energy. And we really do kind of get a little bit depressed too, a little down, feeling cut off. So don't cut yourself off from it. It's always safe. It's a safe universe out there. It's despite, you know, kind of what television tells us and all this paranormal movies and all that. The universe is a very loving, inviting, comforting place. And you can trust it. You can believe in it. Which brings us to our next thing that's important, and that is to act on it. Please do that. So many people just pause. They get it, but they don't implement it. They don't act on it. You have got to act on guidance that you receive, the signs you receive, the coincidences that are giving you messages, important messages. In some way, act on it. Put energy into it, and be grateful for it, which is our last one. thank the universe. Give them a big old kiss. Send them lots of love. Let your spirit guide, your angels, the universe, the divine, let them know you so much appreciate their guidance. And the last thing I want to say is keep a diary of your synchronicities and signs, your dreams, things that happen, a journal, you know, certain numbers are coming up, write them down, certain names are coming up, you're seeing certain feathers. Write down all of these different things, and even if you don't understand them at the time, what journaling will do is it'll help you. You'll be able to go back, and you will be able to discern more and more meaning from the synchronicities that you've kind of – you'll have a track record. You'll see what's been happening. All right. I'm going to talk real quick because I'm running out of time. I do want to mention that in my book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, which is the 7 levels of power manifestation of the Virgin Mary, which I wrote last year. It's out. The 5th level of power and manifestation is the journey to Bethlehem. The journey to Bethlehem is all about divine signs and synchronicities. I work a fair amount, a lot, with Mother Mary and other divine teachers, which I feel very blessed that I do that. But I'm not alone. You know, all over the world, people pray and ask for signs from Mary. And Mary, I have to tell you, is probably, in my world, and not me alone. I mean, like I said, this is like a worldwide. She will give you a sign. Trust me. She will give you a sign. She will direct you. She will lead you. And the journey to Bethlehem in the story of Mary is all about that for her. It's all about her following through, taking action on what was occurring in her life. And as you ask for divine guidance, ask Mary. I have had so many examples since I've written this book, and in classes, and people emailing me and telling me all of the signs that they receive from Mary when they start working with her. She is a very real, very live, very wonderful aspect of the divine feminine that will help you, will heal, will help you with guidance. And like I said, the 5th level of power manifestation on her path is the path of the journey to Bethlehem and the divine signs and synchronicities that you can experience in life. And if you work with Mary on this, she will amplify them for you. And the good thing about working with Mary or any other divine teacher is that there's kind of an extra charge of healing energy that goes along with these synchronicities. There's a grace. And that's one of the reasons I love working with Mary, is because there's such a grace. There's such, no matter where we are in life, no matter what's happening, her energy can break through that and bring blessings our way. So I encourage you to work with Mary with your synchronicities or another divine teacher. I'd love it if you would check out my book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook. I guarantee you that you will be divinely led through Mary, with Mary, and it tells you step by step how to do that. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I've had a great time today talking with you. I just am checking my emails, and I see I do have a couple emails from people. I apologize for not getting to those today. It went by really quickly. I will be back in the second Thursday in September. So blessings, synchronicities, coincidences, all those fun kind of signs. I hope they're abundant in your life. See you soon.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom, with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.